Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Roll up, roll up!
It's the Humour Experiment, and your host is right here. My name's Dottie May, and we also have a fabulous guest in, Crystal Ahrens.
You knew I was going to be that. You were going to be like...
I had a brain spasm. I was like, don't mess it up.
I got you, girl.
So good to have you back with us, guys. Oh, we're just going to talk some nonsense for a while, hopefully make you have a giggle on your commute. Feel like you've got us in your back pocket, you know? I always love that about podcasts, is that you can feel like you've filled your social quota for the day sometimes without needing to. Like, you can be lazy and you don't actually have to do anything. You can just be like, oh yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
Feel free to talk to us.
Oh, hi.
As we're talking, like, so you feel like a third part of the conversation.
Totally. That'd just speak out loud and then people will think you're on the phone because you've always got the earphones in. I turn up my podcast just to drown out the bus noise.
Oh, me too.
I find that quite soothing.
I saw someone on the bus had earbuds in.
Oh.
I was like, you are brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, I need more white noise in my life.
Yeah, earbuds are
noise
good.
Pollution is a thing.
Yeah, I live at the Gabba and all I've got is noise pollution.
Gross.
So I have to sleep with earplugs in like an 80-year-old.
Oh, no. Because I'm needing to move into the city central in a couple of months and I'm really not looking forward to that.
There's some places. I'm moving to South Brisbane in a few weeks and there's some places that are good.
No.
But I live on the road of the Gabba.
Like, just on the road?
Oh, well, I'm only one level up. And, like, people can look into my house from the Gabba Stadium.
No.
And I'm like, oh, no, it's
the
a Gabba
stadium.
Day.
Oh,
God.
Dear.
Yes. And the sports
and that's
people.
That's why the rent
sports
was cheap.
People. Yes. Yes. And that's why I'm living in a hellhole, children.
Red flags all over the place.
Yay. Don't move there.
Adult life is all about navigating flags.
I know. So many flags.
Flags.
But
flags,
I had to get
flags.
Out.
Yeah.
That's... Was that or a weird housemate?
Yeah.
Chose the Gabba. Yeah.
We'll know about those situations. Yep.
Love it.
Adult life.
Adult life. Adulting.
All life.
All life.
All life.
Do, 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 do.
Life. This is life.
Random songs.
Dottie May and Crystal.
I love that. Let's all just sing randomly in public. I love that.
Arons.
Was that what you were going to call me?
Yeah.
Crystal Arons.
It was going to be like Arons or Arons.
Oh, I love that. Arons. Arons. Once I was in a paper as Arons. They're like, Crystal Arons is acting in a show. And I was like,
you're
who's
like,
Arons?
Yeah, it is.
How did she steal my role?
You just leveled up right then and there. Like, sounds like such a fancy opera singer name. Well.
Crystal Arons. Singing like this.
Again, it's that easy, folks.
Yes.
What? Do you have a favorite bit, that comedy bit that someone else does?
Oh, gosh. I'm on the spot now. Oh, I used to really like... Oh, it's not really a bit, but it's like SNL.
Oh.
And they used to...
Girl, me too.
Is it the Californians?
Oh.
And I used to love their... just hilarious looks into the distance where they're also trying not to break and like, you know, laugh. I thought they were hilarious.
So good. Isn't that so satisfying?
Yeah.
When someone needs to laugh but they're not.
Oh,
that is the best.
Yes. It keeps you on the edge of your laughing.
Oh,
they're on the edge.
So good.
I love that.
Me too.
Oh, gosh.
Do you know what I love from SNL?
What?
The Lovers.
The Lovers.
Ooh. Lovers.
Which one is that?
With Rachel Dratch.
Oh, Drash. I don't know this one.
And Will Ferrell.
The Lovers. I don't know it. Oh, exciting.
They're just like creepy lovers in the spa.
And it's okay.
But it's just over the top and it's just so funny. And then so they always have like there's another couple in the spa with them.
Yeah.
And then they're just inappropriate, and it's just so funny because it's just such a larger than life parody of it.
Oh my god,
it's ridiculous. It makes me giggle every time.
I love a bit of PDA that makes everyone else awkward, like not me doing
but
it,
but they say lovers, and it's just so uncomfortable. It's wonderfully funny.
Yeah, well, if you want the pool to yourself, I mean, you know, why not?
I mean,
creep everyone out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a spa, so it's a confined space that they're
in.
It's so funny. It's so great. It's lovely.
I'll have to watch it now. The lovers.
Yeah, we need to laugh that sort of stuff off.
Laugh definitely.
I love SNL.
Yeah, it's so good. Good value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially when you're like, what should I watch? What's actually going to be funny? You can often find something really funny on SNL.
A quick dose.
Minimal effort of scrolling.
Yes.
Like sometimes YouTube, you're like, oh, going there for a while. Actually, one of my favorite YouTubers. Girls.
Oh, the quirky girl? Oh my God. It's a quirky girl with Zoe Deschanel. Well, the parody of
the parody of her show.
There is
a YouTuber called Bash the Entertainer. And if you are ever like, oh, I feel really bad about life and adulting, just click on Bash the Entertainer. He basically gets sent memes and like photos of celebrities that are wearing ridiculous things. Like, I think it was like Lady Gaga in the meat dress.
Yeah.
And then he puts a photo of like meat next to it. And then his laugh is like this cute, like, and it genuinely makes you laugh right from your happy yuppie place because you're just like, I can't stop laughing and he's so funny. But really, you're laughing also at a woman in a meat dress.
Yeah.
Or a guy that has a head like a chocolate bar, or people that have changed their Insta photos to make themselves look cooler, but they've like doctored it with Photoshop and it's just wrong. Like it's like the whole foot is hanging out of a shoe, or their hand is covered by a phone. So who's holding up the phone?
That's
bizarre stuff.
That's really funny.
Yeah. My favorite one of those is there's a monkey ambulance and the monkeys come as ambulance people and they come to pick up a sloth in like what's the thing called, the bed, the stretcher. They come to pick them up, they put the stretcher next to them, they put the sloth on the stretcher and they go to go away and then the whole thing of the stretcher just falls out and the monkeys run off with bars. I'm like, that is my favorite bit.
That's wonderful.
That's life.
Oh yeah. That is so good.
Nature.
Should we do episode 2 of what is it?
I'm the best. I'm
damn
the best
Skippy.
Danny McDonough.
Damn Skippy with
Dottie
and
Crystal. Whoop. Are you looking for me? I'm looking for someone. Where are they? I can't find them. Knock, knock. Where are you?
Oh, I just realized you didn't ask me your ones last time.
Oh, I've got to double down
so
now.
I've got like 3 rounds to play. Oh, all right, gosh. Let's go.
Should I go first?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I'm not looking for some big overgrown monster that's always thinking about food. That's my first one.
Wow.
He's
that's
special.
Not going to work for me. I'm hungry all the time.
Me too. I'm going to eat right now.
I'm eating right now. You can't even notice. I've learned how to eat through my fingertips.
Yeah, I walk with food in my mouth.
I've still got some of my teeth.
Sitting down's for wusses. This second one is one of my favorites. Ooh. Dressed like a Viking, which, I mean, hello. And he says, just your typical research mathematician. I guess I'm looking for someone I can feel special about. And that doesn't come up very often that I encounter those people. So I'm hoping it's you.
Oh, I hope it's you too.
Oh, babe. And then the third one is, I want someone who is childlike. Was my third person.
Creepy.
Creepy.
I mean, I am, and I value that quality.
But the
but
way...
still sounds creepy.
Massive red flag.
Oh, dear.
I'm calling the police on this guy.
I'm going Viking.
You picked the Viking.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Because I think the network were just trying to edge him up a little, put him in a costume, and then he said something normal.
Yeah.
A normal guy would say. Want to find someone special.
Yeah.
Do you see any other red flags that I missed?
I mean, the first guy is just one big fat red flag.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a red flag.
It's just like...
He's got like a lot of like... self-hate.
Yeah.
In there, just ready to come out.
I wonder if he ever got married and then just had children and then was like, oh my gosh, now my wife has become one of the women I hate. You know what I mean?
Like, I always wonder that about those guys. Yeah. There was a guy that I saw once.
Yeah.
This one
just
time.
One time. It was enough. I don't look at the
it
others.
It was enough. It was enough that I saw him once.
Yeah.
And he was like fat phobic and I just...
Oh.
It was so ugly.
It can be a bit of an issue. Yeah.
It was so like... It was the biggest turn off. I was like, you are the ugliest person to me now that I know that. And also, I would never feel comfortable with you.
Yes.
We need fat.
And also...
We need fat in our lives.
For those men at home, women bloat once a month. So surely all of us...
feel like super fat once a month.
Once a month. We all feel like, hi, hi, hi.
Yeah. And also, that's seriously beautiful.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Lizzo.
For leading the way for us right now on that front.
Oh,
go, girl. Do you follow Lizzo?
I don't know who Lizzo is, so
girl,
I'm imagining
you need to get on that. Lizzo. You know, she's a singer, you know.
Lizzo.
Blame it on my juice, baby.
Oh.
And it ain't my fault that I'm not. You know that one?
Dottie, yes.
You know the song that I make?
Break it down. No, I don't, but I'm going to look it up now.
Lizzo. Singing. Oh, my gosh. Two Zs.
Oh, two Zs.
She is paving the way. She is booty
Meghan
shaking
Trainor,
all
day. Meghan Trainor was like, I'm all over.
Yeah,
the
yeah, nice, 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 yeah, nice.
She was great.
I wouldn't say, no.
She's not as empowering as Meghan Trainor.
No, she's more.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say, girl.
Oh, Lizzo, I can't wait to get into
on that front, but like they're different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, it's completely.
Yeah, different fruits.
Oh. Completely.
But yeah, she's amazing.
Cool.
I don't know. I definitely got off topic, but yeah, go ahead. That's where we're going. That's the progressive future for us. We're not going backwards.
No.
No. Fat is beautiful.
And beautiful has to be inside as well as out, in my experience.
100%.
Sometimes I don't trust a guy.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
It's all intertwined.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's the same as like bridezillas when you deal with bridezillas and you're like, you are hideous. Like,
yes.
You're there on the wedding day and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
You look disgusting.
It's about love.
You have been so unpleasant. No one likes you and we all hate that we're here right now.
We hope something happens on your honeymoon.
Yeah. Well, look, that's something that ever happened to me once too, but I thought, wow, I never really, that's just embedded into my brain, just like never be a bridezilla.
Yeah, never be a bridezilla. That's horrifying.
I mean, I didn't even really want to be a bride.
Well, there's nothing stressful about, you know, just being a bride if you just chill out.
I know.
Like, everyone gets so stressed. I'm like, who cares?
What
like,
is that about?
Getting married in front of your friends.
It mustn't happen that often, surely.
I hope not.
Because it was really, yeah.
I could never be a wedding planner just because I'm terrified of bridezillas.
Well, I think that's the thing. I think maybe brides need wedding planners so they don't become like that on their wedding day.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's a real contrast when you look the most beautiful you've ever looked.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're just unraveling from the inside out.
Yeah. Like becoming a velociraptor transformation. Velociraptor transformation.
That's why it's so funny.
Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Turns into a velociraptor.
Oh, dear.
Love it.
Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. So I'm going with dude number two.
The Viking. Love that. Mathematician. You always know you'll have someone to solve your equations.
Look, I have a butterfly costume at home and we can dress up every day.
Oh, you guys can go and do the role-playing stuff.
Oh, he can like throw me up in the air. He's like a Viking.
Oh, I don't
throwing
know if he
and
can.
Catching a butterfly.
I don't know if he's that kind of Viking. He might need a catapult because he'll be like, I can't lift you. I'm so small.
Oh, wow. We'll get the catapult.
My
That'll
costume's
work.
Just for show, Dottie.
Oh, no. That's just misleading then. No, look, we'll stick with number two.
Number two is a good one. All right. Hit me with yours.
All right. Yeah. You got round two. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Anticipation.
All right. Bachelor number one. I like to do a lot of sailing. I like outdoor activities. I like sailing.
Okay. So that to me just says he only does sailing.
Because he said it twice.
He said it twice. So literally his outdoor activity is getting to the boat. In my head, I'm not keen. Especially if you get seasick. I mean, he wouldn't be a good person for you.
Mm.
But yeah. All right. Give me number two.
25. Okay. He's a 20. Bachelor number two is a 25-year subscriber to Playboy and the New Yorker magazine.
Oh, this guy.
You know the guy.
I wanted to pick this
guys,
guy.
You can check these guys out for yourself. If you just YouTube 80s dating videos, I think it's like the first one that
it's
comes
like
up.
Four
you
minutes
can see
of
all
joy.
These guys for yourself.
Yeah. Playboy and the New Yorker. I mean, he tries to redeem himself with the New Yorker. Bless his little cotton socks.
It's like eating chocolate and an apple at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not for me. Although, I mean, great, he has two outlets.
That's good.
Yeah.
Shows variety. At this, bachelor number three, at night, I operate a damsel in distress hotline. I guess you could call me a knight.
Okay.
That is outrageous.
It is when outrageous.
When we discovered that, I haven't laughed that hard in so long. Like, who knew that was even happening?
Yeah, but also, out of the three, I would probably pick him because I'm a big fan of puns.
Oh.
And he's just whipping out that pun at the end there.
It's concerning.
I'm a knight.
It's just, is he a knight though?
Knight with a KN.
Like, you'd really hope with someone
he's
with that attitude
knight.
That he was really a knight. Because, like, if he's an ultimate paradox, that's just really scary.
Oh, no.
Like, if that's the light, I don't want to see the darkness. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
But let's just hope he's just all white knight.
Oh, what if his counterpoint of, like, joy is actually terrifying, but his night thing is normal?
See, that's what concerns me. Is that too good to be true?
I mean, it could be, but also, how many damsels are going to call his hotline?
And also, I don't want to be a damsel.
You might have to share him with all the other damsels that are calling up going, excuse me, I was wondering if you could come pick me up because I've bumped into a monster and it's chasing me down the road.
I need a loaf of bread.
I need a loaf of bread.
Bachelor number four, you get four.
Oh, there's four. Oh, spoiled.
His sugar, spice, and all the things that are nice.
Oh, see, I mean, classic head case right there.
What I said before is what I love about this is that it's not telling us anything.
I think you have to decipher this one from the old
there
school
is
kids
no
poem.
Anything
like there
this.
Was some sugar spice and everything nice. Isn't
no,
that like a boy?
He's not providing any insight.
Oh no!
You might
it's
as well
nothing.
Be saying, "I'm gibbity bloop, doobity bloop, blah blah blah."
Yeah, but that's what you know. A lot of guys write that online.
That's
they're like,
what I do.
I like cheese, and you're like, "Wow!" So does most other people that aren't allergic to dairy.
I don't know. Cheese is pretty noteworthy.
Well, I'm allergic, but I like dairy-free cheese.
Oh dear!
Like,
I can understand why you're needing to distance
goats.
Yourself from cheese.
Yeah, I like cheese. I'm like, okay.
So, who are you going to pick?
Oh, I mean, number four doesn't rate for me. I just think he's bragging, but he doesn't know anything.
That
he doesn't
got all
know
the
who
sugar
he really
and all
is.
The spice and all the things.
He hasn't got to the essence of him.
Oh, dear.
Number one, I mean, I like the outdoors, but not sure about all the sailing we'd be doing.
Too much sailing.
And, like, is he sailing in an actual yacht, or are you going to get there and it's like a dinghy? You're like, what about the sharks?
That'd be fun.
Oh, what was number two? Oh,
you
got the
subscriber to Playboy and New Yorker.
He just sounds gross. I'm definitely going to pick number three because I think I could help him. I could be his, like, knightess.
Damsel in distress.
I could go pick up other women and, like,
gosh.
Go, are you okay?
You guys could save the world.
We could on our horses.
Oh, my dear Lord. All right. Last round.
All right. Here we go.
Are you looking for
you want to work out, doesn't it?
It does. That's to help.
Oh, I need that. Okay.
The guy that likes everything tight, which is creepy as well.
Okay. I'm currently involved in cleaning up toxic waste is bachelor number one.
Well, me too, buddy.
Yeah. Toxic waste
there's
of life.
The
whoa, whoa, goodbye. People who said you were my friends. Okay. Here's bachelor number two. Oh, hang on. Can I even read what I've written? Oh, that's right. I like to wear bright socks, and I'm an avid Cleveland Browns fan. That's it. Any thoughts?
Not feeling brown.
Not feeling the brown. Not
brown?
Moving to brown town.
No, why not rainbow?
All okay. Right, rainbow, here we go. I'm looking for the goddess. Are you the goddess?
Yep.
Who is the goddess? The goddess is... the woman is any woman is all women. What about that one?
Oh dear. I mean, like the start so of it.
Yeah. He gets you in that way.
But then I Maybe it's the way you put your voice into it as well.
Yeah, I got right in there. I was like,
I got really creeped out. But I like that sentiment.
Yeah, I mean, if he quit after "Are You the Goddess?", probably would have won.
Then what does he say?
He says, "The goddess is the woman, is any woman, is all women." So he gets really desperate and needy in the last
is
three lines.
The woman, any woman, all women.
Basically, I'm not picky and I'll pick all of you. That's what I got from that one. Like, I'm not choosy. I'll look after everyone. Is the nice way of saying what I'm thinking.
Mm. All right, we're pondering that. What's the next one?
I think that's all of them. That's all three. So you've got toxic waste.
Feels too real.
And you've got the toxic socks waste. And Cleveland Browns.
Well, let's not forget he's cleaning out the toxic waste.
I mean, he's helping.
He's outbound.
He could help in life clearing,
he's not
I guess.
Collecting toxic waste.
Oh, I imagine him collecting toxic waste. Oh, no.
He's removing it.
But he's exposed to it as well.
There's a difference between inbound and outbound.
Right. I have concerns for his health. I do have concerns. That was my first thought.
Okay.
And you've got the goddess.
I'm going to go the goddess guy.
Okay.
Because I'm quite happy that he's interested in all women. Like, I can work with that.
Okay. It's workable. We'll
I
do
can
that.
Pass that yeah. test. And if he gets creepy, well, I'll just do what I always do.
Get rid of him.
Tap dance right about there.
Love it.
Now, for yes. our listeners that have had a good time tuning in, listening to our silliness, and they want to find out more about what you're doing, they want to follow you on Insta or Facebook yes. or know what your projects are that are coming up, tell us. How can they do that?
Oh, gosh. I do have the Crystal Ahrens Actor Facebook page, but I rarely look after it. So, I mean, it probably says, I'm going to announce something soon. And that's been there for a while. So, I mean, I'll put up something if you want something. So, just give me a little nudge and be like, hey, what are you doing? What are you up to?
Awesome. Probably. So, how do they, what, can you spell it out for us?
Crystal, like crystal ball or crystal chandeliers.
With a
which
C.
is my drag name. Don't steal it.
With a C?
C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. And then Ahrens is A-R-O-N. And then you've got actor on the end.
Hey.
And then on Instagram, which I do a bit more on Instagram. I've got to say, I love a bit of Insta. And I'm at Clown Play on Insta.
Awesome.
So it started as my business where I used to do children's parties and entertainment. And then it's morphed into just me scatting around Brisbane, taking photos of weird things.
Love it.
So yes. Keep that, posted on Insta.
That is fabulous. So you can tune in and stay connected that way. If you enjoyed the podcast today, guys, rate and review us on iTunes. Now, I've got a lot of people that I absolutely love and adore that tune in and they're like, we love this. Like, they're tuning in every week. And for whatever reason, I'm stoked. I'm loving it, guys. Keep doing it. Don't stop. And they're like, oh, I keep meaning to review. Just do it. It'll take you 2 seconds. And I will just be like eternally grateful. It's all about trying to continue the mission to get some fun, lighthearted chats out there, make people laugh, you know, just spread the joy, spread the good times. So,
can I ask a favor of the audience for something fun back?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to review today's episode, could you write, like, whatever you want to say about the episode and then just put a random word at the end, like shoo or like sherbet?
Love
it. Just something random. And then we could make a story out of all the random words.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be so fun.
Challenge accepted.
Done.
Please do that. If we have enough words, we will make a beautiful story for you, and it's made from you.
Yes.
From you, by you, for you. Oh,
magic.
I love it. It's time to say goodbye, Crystal.
I never want to dance again.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Absolutely think you guys are the bomb. Go out there, make each other laugh, pull some stupid faces, make some silly voices, do some impersonating of some random things. I'm so keen to hear some of these. If you want to send them in, please do. I will share it on the Instagram, and I can also talk about how awesome you are individually on the podcast. I can write a special acrostic poem for you individually if you request it. I can anything. Just keep the conversation pumping. Absolutely love it. Stay in good humor. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Well, you will hear us soon. Ciao.
Bye.
I believe in love. Do you believe in love, Amy?
I do, Gina. I also really believe in helicopter dates, bottles of champagne, sparkly cocktail dresses, and big-ass red roses.
Well, you'll be surprised to hear that we're obsessed with The Bachelor. We will be sharing that obsession with you and discussing all things Bachelor and Bachelorette.
We'll be talking about memorable moments, who we think Batchy will choose, and the lessons we learn along the way.
So prepare your cheese board,
grab the wine,
and get overly emotionally attached with us, your hosts,
Amy Duro
and Gina Schwartz.
Love Batchily.
Two gals here for the right reasons.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.